Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28, and John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. The Reverend Randy Ashbery is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. In 1881, Joel Chandler Harris gave us the Uncle Remus stories with the impulsive Brer Rabbit. In one story, Brer Rabbit has an unfortunate encounter with a tar baby. Brer Fox had fashioned a lump of tar to look like a living creature and lure Brer Rabbit into a trap. Brer Rabbit spots the tar baby, and he begins talking to it. The tar baby does not respond. Brer Rabbit assumes that the tar baby is stuck up. He insults and threatens the tar baby. Still, the tar baby does not respond. So Brer Rabbit hauls off and hits that lifeless lump of tar, and his fist gets stuck. He hits it with the other fist, and it gets stuck. And now Brer Rabbit is getting very mad. So he kicks the tar baby, and yes, his foot gets stuck. Finally, Brer Rabbit gives the tar baby one big headbutt and gets stuck. Then Brer Fox comes out from his hiding place and threatens to eat Brer Rabbit. What on earth does this have to do with our gospel reading and with Reformation Day? Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." Just as that tar baby grabbed Brer Rabbit's attention and lured him in,
Our sin also appeals to us and lures us in. Just as Br'er Rabbit tried to fight that tar baby and got hopelessly stuck, we also get stuck with and in our sin. Oh, we can try to fight against our sin, even our many actual sins, but we'll only get stuck. As if punching and kicking and headbutting a sticky tar baby. The Jews who believed Jesus were not at all convinced that they needed to be set free from any tar baby of slavery. Jesus had said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But the folks who had believed in him objected. "We are offspring of Abraham," they reminded him. "We have never been enslaved to anyone." Somehow they forgot about that 400 years they were enslaved in Egypt. Somehow they forgot about the 70 years they spent exiled in Babylon. And I guess it just conveniently slipped their mind that even as they spoke, their land was subject to the Roman Empire. Sounds like Br'er Rabbit trying to say, "I never got stuck with no tar baby." Jesus knows better. He's not thinking politics or race relations. He's thinking of what enslaves every human. Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. When we, you and I, commit sins, we show we are slaves to sin. The more we commit sins, the more we punch that old tar baby, the more we get stuck. And you know what a mess tar can be. Only the Son of God can free us from the tarry mess of our sinful state and our sins of thought, word, and deed. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And how does He do that? First, by taking on our human flesh and blood, becoming one of us, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. But wait, there's more. He also took all the tarry mess of our sin upon Himself. Being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As Jesus hung on that cross, He put Himself in our place of fighting our tar baby of sin. For our sake, God made Him who to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so we celebrate Reformation Day. No, we do not celebrate Martin Luther hauling off and smacking the Pope a good one, as if the Pope were the tar baby. No, we don't celebrate Luther starting his own freer, more customer-friendly church. He was not trying to start his own church. No, we don't gather today for a Lutheran pep rally cheering, "Luther, Luther, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can." And let's not ever say, "We are offspring of Luther, and we have never been enslaved to anyone." Instead, we celebrate Reformation Day because Luther and the Reformation remind us to fix our eyes on Jesus. the founder and perfecter of our faith. After all, it's only by him that we can be and are free from the tar baby of our sin. On October 31st, 1517, Luther posted his 95 theses for scholarly debate. He wanted to address certain churchly abuses, and he wanted to do so using the gospel of Jesus Christ, the freedom from sin in his cross-won forgiveness. Remember how Luther started those 95 theses. When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Repentance. That's what the offspring of Abraham in our gospel reading did not have. That's what was missing in Luther's day as people tried to seek God's favor by man-made works designed to earn God's grace. It's the very thing Jesus is talking about in our gospel reading. No, I did not hear the word repent and repentance in there either, but it is what our Lord is teaching. If you abide in my word, you will know the truth. What truth? That you and I are enslaved to sin and our sins. How so? When we give in to works such as sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, what a tarry mess. Try as we might, we cannot free ourselves from such things. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. How so? By his death and resurrection, by his gifts of life and forgiveness that free us from the tar baby of sin and death, by being brought into his house, his church, where we live together in repentance. We're not just saved from sin, we're also saved for living as God's children. And so the Son remains forever in the house of his church. It's where we are freed and cleansed from the tar of our sin in the waters of baptism. It's where we confess our sins day in and day out and hear those liberating words of absolution that continue the cleansing. The house of his church is where our Lord's body and blood free us in forgiveness and strengthen us to resist reveling in the tar baby of our sins. As Jesus set us free from our sin and sins, he frees us to live in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So instead of trying to fight the tar baby of sin with our futile punches and kicks, cling to Jesus' word of truth. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ will guard your hearts and minds in him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.